This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you for hanging out with me today. If you are wondering why there was no episode this past Saturday, or why this episode is airing for the first time ever on a Monday, it is because our schedule has changed. When the Primal Potential Podcast started, I started with just one episode each week and quickly turned to three episodes a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, which I have very happily maintained for a few years because I always have so much to talk to you guys about, and I still do. But there's something that I wanted to add, a couple of things I wanted to add, and I just couldn't add them without taking something away. So hate to do that, and it's certainly not because I just don't have enough to say. That'll never be my personal problem. I want to put more time into videos, especially on Instagram. If you aren't following me on Instagram, why not? At Elizabeth Benton, I share what I eat mostly only over there on my Instagram stories. So I wanted to do more videos for Instagram, and I want to spend more time with my Master's Club members and my Fat Loss Fast Track groups, and of course, really invest in writing my book. So because of that, we're now doing two episodes each week, and instead of Tuesday, Thursday, it'll be Monday, Thursday. So this is the first Monday episode, and I'm just really appreciative of all of you guys who have voiced your support of that shift. Hopefully, it'll also allow you guys not only to keep up with the podcasts and not necessarily fall behind, but maybe more importantly, invest more time in taking action on whatever it is that you hear in this show or anything in terms of practice and getting consistent and creating change in your own life. So, speaking of spending more time with my groups, if you want to spend more time with me in one of my groups, your timing is quite magical because the next 12-week coaching group, the Fat Loss Fast Track, kicks off on Sunday, April 1st. That is no April Fool's joke. That is very real. And I will be opening registration to the waitlist in just about a week, a little bit less than a week, actually. So if you want more information on how the Fat Loss Fast Track works, if you want to make sure that you get a spot, because I do cap the registration numbers, just get on the wait list. There are three ways to do that, and chances are you've heard them before. The first, go to primalpotential.com. Upper right, there's an option that says, work with me. You will see the wait list there. Or you can go to the show notes page for this episode. I will link to the wait list under the word resources. primalpotential.com/464 is the show notes page for today's episode. Or you can go directly to the waitlist, primalpotential.com/FLFT-waitlist. And if you have questions about the Fat Loss Fast Track, shoot me an email, let me know. It would be really fun to get to know you better. And maybe more than that, though I love getting to know you guys, it'll be really fun to help you crush your goals, right? And get away from the dieting mindsets and the yo-yo cycles that make us a little or a lot bonkers. Today's episode, I'm coming at you with another idea that I'm pretty excited to talk to you about. You guys are probably like, you always say that. But I think that's because I'm not going to record an episode on something that I'm not excited to talk to you about. Because fortunately for you, I have about 207 pages, no joke, of double-spaced ideas, things I want to talk to you about. So most of the things on there I really love. And if I don't love them, then they don't make it as an episode. All right. So here's how this came up. The other day I was listening to an interview. Dan Heath, who wrote most recently The Power of Moments, was being interviewed and he shared a story. And I will link to that book, The Power of Moments, for anybody that's curious about that. If you're a business owner, I think it's a great one. I'll link to that book over in the show notes. But as he was doing this interview, he shared a story that inspired this episode. It really got me thinking. And I was like, what a phenomenal question. So the story he shared goes like this. A group of college professors were asked, they were sitting together in a room and they were asked, fast forward 10, 15 years, what is it that you really want to make sure your students master, understand, and remember as they walk away from your class 10 years from now, 15 years from now, they still know, understand, practice, remember this thing? What is that thing? And all the professors shared their answers. And then they were asked, okay, you know what that thing is. That's the most important thing your students walk away with. What percentage of your syllabus is dedicated to teaching that thing? And they all were like, yikes, very little. If that's the one thing that's the most important thing, then that's where most of the time and attention should go. So I thought about that question for this podcast and for my relationship with all of you guys. If there was one single thing that I could impress upon you guys, one skill, habit, or mindset that I could be sure that you mastered, that you carried with you into the future, that you understood fully and you practiced, what would that one thing be? I'm going to share that with you today. Now, who knows? In 5 years, I might feel differently and we'll talk about it then. But for now, I am so certain that I know what that one thing would be. So I'm going to share it with you today. And I'm also going to pledge to talk about it, coach on it, teach it more often. That one thing is paying attention. Chances are, you get yourself into a pattern or a routine that you don't like, that you don't feel good about, that doesn't move you towards your goals when you aren't paying attention. Maybe that's because you aren't paying attention to what you're eating or how much you're eating, what's happening to your body, how your clothes fit, your measurements, your pictures, your weight, your hunger, your cravings, your energy, your overall food choices. The most important thing in relationships, in health, and in business is that you never drift. You never stop paying attention. Because that's the way we avoid drifting, is by paying attention, by really looking at what's happening. Is it working? Am I getting results? What results am I getting? Where am I not getting results? Where am I not doing what I think I ought to be doing? Where does there seem to be a problem? Where is there great success? If you're thinking of Borat right now, I am too. Anyway, I'll give you an example. And if you're like, what? Don't worry about it. I'll give you an example from my own professional life. So I'm writing my first book, right? I mentioned that at the top of the show. Well, there's a huge difference between writing and not paying attention and writing while paying attention. And here's the primary way that this looks different. If I'm not paying attention, then it's like, yeah, I write every day, cool. Well, that doesn't mean I'm writing a book, like I'm putting a book together, right? A book doesn't happen because you write every day. When I'm paying attention, I know what I need to do. I know where I'm making progress. I have a plan. And it's much more than, yeah, I put words on paper. Putting words on paper does not a book make. Just like trying to make food choices does not a healthy person make or does not a goal achieve. You could easily just spin your wheels, always kind of trying, but never really getting anywhere. That's what happens when you aren't paying attention. Think about a business owner, or even if you're a manager or a department head. What happens if you never say, where are we winning? Are we making more money? Are we spending more money? How much money do we have? Are we spending less? Where can we spend less? How many customers do we have today compared to how many customers we had last month at this time? What's not working? When you're not paying attention, you're just spinning your wheels. You're working, but you don't know if you're getting anywhere. Or worse, if you're moving in the wrong direction. Before I started Primal, my job in the supplement industry, we had monthly meetings that always made me so nervous. Just like paying attention or getting on the scale or checking your measurements or taking a picture in your underwear makes people a little like, ugh. I had that feeling going into this meeting. Because in this meeting that we had every month, every department head would share, are sales up? Are sales down? Are units up? Or are units down, right? What initiatives have you started? And how do you know if they're working or not? How are they performing? What problems are you facing? And what are you doing to overcome them? Where sales or units were down, what are you doing to change that? What do you expect to be able to report on next month? It was always a stressful meeting, but without it, we wouldn't be getting better. Your body is a business and you are the CEO. And you'd never run a business without monitoring it. And if you did, you wouldn't be running a business for very long. Most people would never take 6 months off without looking at sales or campaigns or growth. Yet we do that with our bodies, with our health all the time. Paying attention, this number one skill that I think is most important, can and should look different for everyone. You're going to have to figure out what works best for you while keeping in mind that the approach that works today might not work in 6 months or a year. And the approach that doesn't work today might work in 3 weeks or 3 months. One way to pay attention is to create a habit like those monthly team meetings where you say to yourself, okay, in the last 30 days, what changed? What results did I see? Did my weight go up? Did my measurements go up? Did they go down? Do I feel better about my food choices? Do I feel worse? Was I drinking more? Was I drinking less? What's different now than 30 days ago? And what am I going to do differently today or over the next 30 days? In my Fat Loss Fast Track veteran groups, so there's like the rookies group, which is your first time through. And then there's veterans level 1 and veterans level 2. One of the things I do in the veteran groups is journal reviews. So you can email me your journal about 2 weeks at a time. But I will not review and give feedback on any journal that doesn't have with it the accompanying self-evaluation. Because the most important thing to learn is how to evaluate your own progress. What's going well? Where are you struggling and what are you going to do about it, right? What changed in my weight in the last 2 weeks or 30 days? My measurements, my pictures, what do I feel good about? So many people fear weight gain or they fear what they'll describe as backsliding. Well, the only time that's going to be a problem is if you aren't paying attention. Because if you are paying attention, you get to respond. We fear it because we don't like to face what we don't feel good about. If you don't feel good about your food choices over the weekend, maybe you're not going to wear those jeans or that shirt. If you don't feel good about how things went on your vacation, I'm not getting on the scale. And we do this with finances too, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to look at the balance. I don't want to look at the credit card statement. The most important thing that you can do to change your life is to stop turning away from your reality. Look at it, face it, and then don't go cry in the corner, right? You're not a victim of your own choices. Be the CEO of your own life. understand that it is no more real because you know what it is. You're not any heavier because you know what the number is. You're not any more in debt because you looked at your credit card balance. You actually now have an opportunity, a motivation, a reminder to create change than when you were like, la, 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 let's not deal with that. And I don't think you need to respond with like a 90-day roadmap. But I do think you always need to say, okay, that's that. What am I going to do about it today? Where have I been participating in this problem? And how can I avoid that today? What am I able to do to participate in the solution? Train yourself to face what you usually would ignore. Pay attention, whether that means get on the scale, take pictures, take measurements, open your bank account, look at that credit card statement. Ask yourself, what's different today compared to 30 days ago? Is my weight up or down? Am I wearing the same jeans? Have I put those jeans in the closet because they were feeling a little snug? Have I been paying attention to my hunger? Have I not? And don't just do it today. Do it all the time. All the time. Make it a habit. I've shared with you guys a million times before on this podcast how one of the first things I do in the morning, this is part of how I train myself to pay attention no matter what, is I put my hand on my lower belly area. Because that's one of the ways that I know if I'm making good choices that work for my body or if I'm not. I have a particular ring that I put on and I know when it starts to get tough to put on or pull off, like, okay, E, like you got to face that. I always look in the mirror as I'm getting out of the shower naked because I used to turn away. But when you turn away, You turn away. You're not facing it. It's not any more real because you see it, because you know it. So stop saying that you don't want to know. If you're like I used to be and you don't want to get on the scale at the doctor's office, get on the scale at the doctor's office. And if you're thinking, no, that'll put me in a serious spiral and I'll go all into crazy dieting mode. Okay. I believe you. If that's what you choose, that's what you choose. But realize that you just convinced yourself of that behavior. You just talked yourself into it. It is not out of your control. It is within your control. If you want to choose something that you know is destructive and doesn't work for you, you're free to choose that. But please don't act like it's out of your control and it happens automatically because you feel bad about yourself. Guess what? You are free to choose how you respond. And you are free to be part of the problem and throw a pity party and feel sorry for yourself, even though it's no more real than it was 10 minutes ago. But you're also free to say, okay, just like in business, if something goes wrong, you can be like, oh my gosh, it's a disaster. What am I going to do? Or you can say, how do I fix this? How am I going to participate in the solution? Remember that these things, they're like red flags. They're warnings to say, you have an opportunity here to make a change, right? You can be sad about it and, oh, what's the point? But maybe that's a huge part of the problem. Your perspective. By knowing what is working and what is not, you are more empowered. You are more likely to create a positive change than if you just have your head in the sand, or if you're convincing yourself that you're a victim of a reality that you created. You're not. Pay more attention. And again, this will look different for everybody. Maybe for some of you, it is actually having a monthly review with yourself. It's on your calendar. You don't skip it because you feel crappy about the last week. You ask, what's better? What's worse? What's changed? Maybe paying attention's a little bit more basic or daily than that. Checking your weight or your measurements or your pictures. Understanding that you control your response. There is nothing automatic about it. It's what you choose. Progress pants. I know that sounds really weird. I always have a pair of progress pants for a very long time. It was a pair of brown corduroys that didn't fit. They were too small. And every single month, I would take a picture in them to see if they were getting closer to fitting. One of the things we talked about at Ascend is setting internal goals, whether that is joy or happiness or peace. Well, paying attention is saying, how did I do on this today? Where was I not peaceful? Where was I peaceful and what can I do differently? Or really objective things like blood sugar, blood pressure, hemoglobin A1C. Month to month, what's going on? How am I doing? The more frequently you monitor your progress and the more variables you monitor, the better able you are to create change, to know what's working, to learn and be better every single month. With my business, the more things I'm looking at, the better able I am to be more efficient and effective in how I spend my time. And the same exact thing is true with your health, with your body. When you're not looking at this stuff, when you're not facing the reality, you're not sparing yourself, you're screwing yourself. Don't be afraid to not like what you see. Understand that that can be a tool for you. Don't turn away from it, lean into it. There's always a warning light before a system malfunction or some kind of warning sign, and those are gifts, those are opportunities. Take as many of them as you possibly can to say, hey, those jeans feel a little bit more snug than they did last week. Okay, be a part of the solution. Use that as an opportunity to get engaged and create a change. The temptation to distract, to turn away, to not want to face your reality, that is also a red flag. Break that habit. Face it. Whatever it is that you don't want to know, know. Because you empower yourself. You give yourself intel that allows you to make more intelligent choices, more informed choices moving forward. Use it. Pay attention. Build the habit of paying attention. One of the ways to do that, and we do it in the Fat Loss Fast Track, is journaling. The Fat Loss Fast Track journal is designed to help you pay attention. It asks questions like, what opportunities do I have to do today to win? What went well? There is a weekly review every single week. What did I learn? What do I feel good about? What do I need to do differently? There's a progress tracker. In the veterans groups, there is that self-evaluation. If you want me to review your journal, you got to review yourself. So there's lots of ways to do that. Maybe part of the way you pay attention is when you listen to this podcast or you read the Primal Potential blog or the, in terms of 7 day a week things, Alexa, right? Primal Potential Daily Bites. And you ask yourself, you don't just listen. You don't just listen. Please, you don't just listen. But you say to yourself, what? That's Alexa talking because she heard me say her name. Sheepers creepers. Be quiet, Alexa. But you ask yourself, what can I do with this today? How can I implement this today? How can I practice today? What improvement did this inspire me to make today? That is paying attention. All right, guys. That is all I have for you today. I did want to share with you, I mentioned that I want to spend more time with my groups and my longest standing clients that honestly have become friends in many cases is my Master's Club. So the Master's Club is open to people who have either worked with me one-on-one or have been through 3 or more fat loss fast tracks. So these guys are like the insiders of all Primal Potential insiders. And I just really love being able to spend more time with them. This month, we've switched things up because we have a monthly book club. But this month, we've divided into 3 small groups. And each of the small groups are doing something different. And then we're switching in April into different small groups and doing the thing we didn't do the previous month before, etc. And one of my groups is reading a mindset book. And when I logged in this morning, she had shared that her book hadn't come yet, but she said her Thrive Market order had. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because while she shared what she got in her Thrive Market order, what inspired me about it, what moved me is the ideas that she had. And I wanted to share it with you because when I read her post, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally making chili this week. Sometimes we get into like a a rut with our food and we forget things that we totally love and enjoy that we could absolutely make, but we just hadn't thought about it. So she said, I just unpacked a Thrive order. I know EB has shared what a few people love from there, so I thought I would share some of my favorites, not including the standby chipotle lime mayo. She said, salt rock lamps, I have four, and sweet potato chips that I have mentioned in the past. She said, I buy a lot of pantry items. I love the small containers of chicken broth because I usually waste a half of a big carton. I do too. She said, I've bought every variety of tomato. She said, I feel like Bubba from Forrest Gump, which is funny because I said that about shrimp just not that long ago. She said, chili is a go-to for work lunches during the winter. Sorry, I just hit the mic. My bad. And she said, taco seasoning as well. Cauliflower rice burrito bowls. And I was like, I love getting a burrito bowl from Chipotle, but I always wish they had cauliflower rice and they don't. Why am I not making cauliflower rice burrito bowls at home and chili? That is such a brilliant reminder. I love chili and I make it, of course, without beans or starch because I don't feel good when I eat those things. I get really tired and I get more cravings. But that post totally was like, Elizabeth, cauliflower rice, burrito bowls, and chili. You got to make that happen. And the other thing she shared, and I don't have any pets anymore, but she said her favorite purchase is the glucosamine powder that she gets for her dog, who, because they have a whole big pet section, but I never look at it because I don't have pets. She said that the dog had an ACL surgery on both of his back legs, and he's picky when it comes to medicine, but she gets the glucosamine powder and puts it on his food. So anyway, I'm sharing that with you because those are great ideas. And sometimes when we share those kinds of things, it's like, oh yeah, I could do that. On Instagram earlier this week, I shared that one of my brunch items was bacon with a scramble of eggs with cauliflower rice. So I took a whole bag of frozen cauliflower rice and scrambled two eggs into it. And when I posted it, so many people were like, oh, that's brilliant. I've never thought of putting cauliflower rice with eggs. What it does for me personally is, whereas two scrambled eggs would normally not even touch my hunger, it'd be like I almost hadn't even eaten, putting the cauliflower rice with it really allows it to fill me up for a long time. So then somebody else commented and said that the Thrive Market taco seasoning is amazing and it doesn't contain all the crap. She said, I wish they sold it in bulk. I haven't tried it, but I'll tell you what, especially because I'm going to be making some cauliflower rice burrito bowls, and I'll show them to you over on Instagram. You can follow me there at Elizabeth Benton. But I'm going to buy their taco seasoning, so I'll let you know what I think. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because it gave me some meal ideas. Hopefully it gives you some meal ideas. If you want to give Thrive Market a try, go ahead and go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. That way you can save an additional 25% on your first order, plus a bunch of other perks like a 30-day trial membership and stuff like that. So hope you guys have a great day and do not forget to pay attention. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.